Well, Margaret Mills is back this week, and she's going to be telling us all about another chap that, well, he's a legend in his own time, I think. His name is Humphrey Repton.
He's more than a legend in his own lunchtime. He's a legend for all time. Yeah, Humphrey right. Repton, very famous garden designer. Perhaps there's only one garden designer more well known, mm-hmm. Lancelot Capability Brown.
Oh, right. Well, we have heard
really,
of him.
Repton took over where Brown left off. He saw his opportunity and he went for it. Mm-hmm. Humphrey Repton has got a local connection. He lived in what was then Hare Street in Romford. Mm-hmm. We now know it as Main Road, Romford. Okay. And in fact, there's a bank, I won't say which one, in Main Road that has a sign on it telling you that this was the site of the very modest cottage that Humphrey Repton lived in with his wife and family. Now, Repton wasn't a landscape gardener from the get-go. Mm. He tried lots of careers. He tried being a journalist. He tried being a male secretary. No female secretaries then, of course. But gardening was his first love. Mm. And when Lancelot Capability Brown died, he saw the opportunity to take his place, and that's exactly what he did. His work would involve visiting your estate, doing a survey of your estate, mm-hmm. discussing what you wanted, giving you his ideas, and then producing what was known as a red book. Mm-hmm. Now, Humphrey Repton's red books were very well known, and it's said that he produced over 200 of them. So virtually one red book for every estate that he landscaped. And the red book would contain watercolours yep. of the before and the after. And he would use flaps and overlays, mm-hmm. almost like a child's picture yes. book, to show you what it looked like now and what it would look like after he'd done his work. Where did he do his most famous work in Essex? Well, arguably, just down the road, Highlands House.
Oh, right.
And there was a red book produced for Highlands. The book was called the Red Book because it would be covered in a brownish red coloured leather cover. Mm-hmm. It was about 13.5 inches by 8.5 inches mm. in size. And the idea was you would leave it on your hall table to impress your friends. Right. When they saw that Repton, who charged the enormous sum of 5 guineas a day mm.
to do his work. Too.
That was a lot of money. You had to be rich. Sadly, the Red Book for Highlands has been lost at some point.
Careless.
It's estimated that, or it's said that the book disappeared around about 1839-1840-ish. So, you know, somebody maybe somewhere
yes.
has this wonderful book. It would be wonderful if it were found.
Yeah.
It would show us exactly what Highlands looked like
yeah.
before he did his work and after he did his work.
Did he cover the whole country?
Well, he would go basically where the money was.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, he would. He would go anywhere. And of course, the more important the landowner that he worked for,
yeah.
the more prestige he was gaining all the time. And he, you know, he was an ambitious man. Sadly, he met with a really bad accident shortly before his death. He was in a carriage accident and he was unable to walk. But he still got around by means of a wheelchair
mm-hmm.
and sadly died in 1818. But his monument, as they say, is all around us.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things he's famous for, he didn't like red brick. He said, if your house is red brick, it puts the whole valley in a fever.
Well, there you go. What can I say? Okay, thank you very much indeed for that, Margaret. And who are you looking at next week? Or are you going to a place next week?
I'm going to Blackmore next week, Scott, and I'm going to be looking at Elizabeth Blount,
okay.
or Bessie Blount, as she was known.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.